The electrocardiogram is critical for the diagnosis of atrial tachycardia, and identification of P waves, of course, is also critically important. Atrial tachycardia, as a rule, involves atrial rates from about 140 to 240 beats per minute, and generally, the rhythm is quite regular no matter what the etiology. The P wave morphology in electrocardiogram varies depending on the etiology. If it is due to a single focus firing rapidly, it depends on where in the atria the single focus is firing. If it's somewhere inferior in either of the atria, it's likely to be a negative P wave and leads 2-3 in AVF. And if it's superior in either of the atria, it's likely to be a positive P wave and 2-3 in AVF. In addition, one wants to look at the ventricular response rate. That's often helpful in the diagnosis. When the atrial tachycardia is at the slower rates, usually below 180 beats per minute, there may be 1-to-1 AV conduction. When that occurs, the differential diagnosis is considerable.